Yay Networks.
Car pay priority 910, 2640 Broadway, cross of Scott and Normandy. I have a 14 hour copy. RP stated that there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David and that he is a friend.
It's one thing to condemn the violence, but you can't condemn the violence unless you condemn those people who continue to argue the election was not real, that it's being stolen.
So I know that there's an outrage right now, I guess, about protests that have been peaceful to date, and we certainly continue to encourage that outside of judges' homes, and that's the president's position.
He's not the person who's thinking about you and knows you and sees you.
Hello and welcome to Evil Lawyer's Guide to Life. I am the Evil Lawyer and you are not. You can find us at www.evillawyersguide.com, on all podcast platforms, on TikTok at still_not_Peter_Steele. We just broke a record over there and then got removed again, but should be back up. And if it's not, our backup account is at Evil Lawyers. We also have a new Twitter account. Thank you, Elon Musk, at Evil Lawyers over on Twitter as well. More coming. I don't even know where to begin today. You know, there's the Pelosi, the Paul Pelosi distraction, because that's what it is. It's a distraction. There is the call for amnesty from the Atlantic over COVID. There is the election coming up. There is the audio you heard at the beginning of this show. So let's take it in order, shall we? Or maybe we'll take it out of order. But first, let's talk about Paul Pelosi. I know people in San Francisco, and they know people. I know somebody who lives in his neighborhood. It is impossible to get in and out of that neighborhood without being without being allowed in by a resident. Security has to call the resident unless you're on the list. Security has to call the resident and they have to verify. In fact, sometimes even if you're on the list, they have to verify. At 2:30 in the morning, if you have special VIP status, they may not have to call and verify. But everybody who lives in San Francisco and everybody who knows anything about Paul Pelosi knows that he has a history of certain activities with certain people. And when you look into the background of David DePape, whose last name is that Italian or Spanish for the Pope? There is a conspiracy theory angle here that is so deep. It's mineable for years. But, you know, hey, we're not going there today. So all of my Catholic listeners, unclench. Unclench about his last name, meaning the Pope in other languages. Unclench. Don't unclench too much. Things Paul Pelosi said last week for 100, Alex. Now, you know, he's well known. Allegedly well known for having extracurricular activities when Nancy is out of town. Maybe even when she's in town. I don't know. It just depends. If you remember, not too long ago, Paul Pelosi was in an accident, wrecked his Porsche, and got a DWI. Darn it. But there was evidence that there were two people in the Porsche, as evidenced by the fact that the passenger side airbag went off. And there's some other evidence in the car that there were two people in the car. And the rumor was that the other person in the car was a hustler named David. Now, if you didn't watch 1970s crime movies, a hustler is a male prostitute. Now, it has been reported, and I cannot verify I can't unverify it either, that David DePape, David the Pope, has a criminal history as a male prostitute. So, here's what we know. From the audio, the dispatch audio, we haven't heard. Here's the Pelosi's have refused to release their camera footage. And I'm assuming their house has more cameras in it than a cartel boss's house. They refused to release it. The original 911 call has not been released. Now, this is being recorded the day before you hear it on November the 1st, 2022. So there's a possibility that they'll release the 911 call between now and tomorrow. But I highly doubt it. It's going to fall under that. If you file a Freedom of Information request, they're going to say it's part of an active investigation. They're not going to release it. But you can tell from what the dispatcher is saying, and there's no reason to believe the dispatcher would be lying for any reason whatsoever. I mean, he's operating at 99%, you know, trying to get the 911 call out to law enforcement. You hear him say that the RP, that's the reporting person, stated he didn't know who the guy was, then stated the guy was a friend of his and his name was David. Now, the left has tried to spin this into Paul Pelosi's heroic coded message, his code words that he used. Well, if he didn't say his name was David and nail it accurately, then I would say that, you know, you might could make an argument that he was confused when he said, I didn't know him, and then he said he was a friend. Or you might could make the argument that he was using code words that he was a friend when he said he didn't know him, except for the fact that he got his name right. Now, mind you, you haven't been given a very good, or you haven't been given any timeline at all for this. But I'm going to give you a timeline that I've been able to kind of put together from bits and pieces from mainstream and alternative media. Here's the thing, and I told a friend of mine this the other day, they're like, how do you come up with this stuff? And I said, well, basically, I pay as little attention to mainstream media as possible, but just enough to pick up tips of icebergs, and then I go researching those tips. So apparently, the police got there in 3 minutes, which is a response time rivaled only by my own suburbs. We don't know where private security was. We do know that they have private security and Secret Service security on 24 hours a day, not to mention the security for the entire neighborhood. We don't know where they were, but we do know that someone who was not David the Pope or Paul Drunk answered the door. We don't know who that person was. When that person answered the door and allowed the police into the house, they found Paul the Drunk and David the Pope both in their underwear, and apparently Paul the Drunk had a hammer. In front of the police, David the Pope grabbed the hammer from Paul the Drunk and whacked him with it while throwing a screaming fit about "Where's your wife?" Having done a lot of domestic violence cases in the LGBTQ, LMNOP, plus minus panda community, well, not a lot, but I did a few. Where's your wife seems to be a fairly common occurrence when one married man brings home another guy and the other guy gets jealous of the fact that the first guy is still married. Not saying that's what happened here. I'm just saying based on my, probably did 50 or 100 LGBTQ, LMNOP, plus minus panda cases over my career. And it seems like those folks get pretty upset if they're kind of getting into somebody who's married. And I have heard or seen in affidavits, "Where's your wife?" a couple of times. Now, that has been transmuted into "Where's Nancy?" And that has been transmuted by, and I played the tape of it, by the cadaver in chief as reflecting back to their Armageddon, the end of the nation, January the 6th, which has been described by various Democrats. So go back and listen to my January the 6th shows, because I don't want to name all of them, as being, well, it was Kamala. Kamala said it was worse than Pearl Harbor, and it was worse than the Holocaust. January the 6th, the only person died was a protester shot in the face by police. But that's worse than Pearl Harbor and the Holocaust. Thanks, Kamala. So now we have this major distraction where they could bring back just, I mean, the amount of word play going into this in order to drag this into the January the 6th narrative is just, it's so strident. Even the dumbest, most brainwashed, Kool-Aid chugging, lefty, tackle box face, green-haired, non-binary, identifies as a panda nut job should be able to see there's something funny going on here. Well, there's an election. There's an election in a few days. And we've got, well, I played you the clip from Barack Obama, you know, the acting president. I wish I could translate that and play it to you in German, because if I could, it would sound very familiar to anybody who's a history of World War II. I don't care whether Paul Pelosi picks up male prostitutes in his Porsche when he's hammered and has a wreck and the guy gets away, and then maybe they've got kind of a side thing going and the dude gets jealous of Nancy. Look, you know, any level of sickness out of our politicians, I'm not surprised at all anymore. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, he's 82. He's married to drunk Nancy. If that's not enough to turn a fella, I don't know what is. But this is intended to distract you from the fact that there are elections coming up. And we've got another big distraction we'll talk about in a second that has to do with COVID. This Biden who just basically called for the extermination of everybody who doesn't agree with him, is the same one who, you know, not too long ago was through Jen Psaki, Chucky, was calling for, was encouraging the illegal protests in front of the Supreme Court justices. You remember that? Remember that? That was back in May of 2022. See, we have such a short news cycle, and there's something sensational and psychotic coming out every single day to take your attention that no one can remember this stuff. And you know what? We weren't designed to remember this stuff. You know, if we don't write it down, it goes away. And you know, if you rely on the internet, it goes away. It's very difficult. When I go back occasionally, I'll go back and try and re-research a show. And even using my alternative search stuff and everything else, if I haven't saved it somewhere, it's literally gone. That's why we have history books. That's why history is being removed from everything, is because people cannot remember. We're not designed to remember this level of multi-party global. What else do you call it? I mean, it's a conspiracy. What else do you call it? Now, in order to further distract you from the election that is coming up, and that either they're going to steal it or it will completely change the narrative. It'll change the nation for the next 2 years. And I'm going to say right now, I think the strategic plan of the globalist masters of the Democrat Party is to not steal this election. I've been thinking about this. I've gone back and forth about it. I've gone back and forth on my show. Part of me says they'll steal it anyway, and damn the consequences. Part of me says, if I were writing their strategy, which I'm not, if I were writing their strategy, I wouldn't steal this election. I'd let the red wave happen, because that would give me 2 years to continue destroying this nation, and people's memories are so short at the end of that 2 years during the next presidential election, we could claim, and by we, I mean they, could claim that all of the problems you're seeing, the $12 a gallon gas that'll be by then, the $23 eggs, the unemployment, the people losing their houses, and everything that's going to happen between now and 2024. Hey, I didn't plan it. Blame the WEF if you don't like it. You could blame all of that on the Republicans because they would have had power of both houses for the last 2 years. That would be my strategy. But something in my gut says they're going to try and steal. It really does. Says they're still going to try and steal. Now, maybe they'll just steal on a few seats and it'll remain almost even. I don't know. I guess we'll know. Well, we'll know by my next show. The Atlantic comes out with a request, a Rodney King-esque, can't we just all get along request. Remember him? Yeah. I was a big fan of Rodney. You know, I felt like that after all that was over with, he really handled things in a lot of ways. He handled things with a lot of class. But, you know, he came to a bad end, and that's tragic. But, you know, remember him saying, why can't we all just get along, trying to stop the riots? You know, that was touching to me. And now the Atlantic is doing their own Rodney King lap, except for it's not touching because it's complete and utter bullshit. The Atlantic cover story is, can't we all just forget about the whole COVID thing? Can't we all just forget about the fact that we were lied to about the disease? Can't we all just forget about the fact that we were kept in our homes? Can't we all just forget about the suicides and the drug overdoses? Can't we all just forget about the lost jobs, which are now becoming lawsuits that people are winning? Can't we all just forget about the vaccines that poisoned 5 billion people who are now dying in droves, to the point that life insurance companies are threatening and flirting with bankruptcy because the excess deaths have screwed their actuarial charts and they're losing money? Can't we all just forget about being ostracized from families and friends and kept out of grocery stores and kept out of clubs and bars and restaurants? Can't we all just forget about the fake mass graves in New York? Can't we all just forget about the entire media, military, industrial complex lying to us since the end of 2019? Can't we all just forget? No, we can't forget about it. We will not forget about it. This is an apocalyptic holocaust brought on by your political aspirations at world domination. We will not forget about it. We can't forget about it. Those of us who have had people die from those shots will not forget about it. Those of us who spent 2 years ostracized will not forget about it. Those of us who were attacked in a grocery store for walking the wrong way, even though we had on a mask, will not forget about it. Those of us who have had family members die from the vaccine or from drugs or from alcohol or from suicide will not forget about it. We will not forget. Your concerted global effort to destroy everything we love by knocking down the domino that is America using your bullshit fake disease, your bioweapon out of China that just didn't kill enough people, so now they're working on a strain that'll kill more in Boston. We will not forget about it, Atlantic. I'm not even going to give the name of the hack who wrote the article, but if you want to pull up the cover of The Atlantic from the other day, I'm sure her byline is on there. No, we can't just forget about it. It's still going on, for one thing. For another thing, it changed the course of history for the next 200 years. No, we can't just forget about it. And all that, the Pelosi thing, the Obama screaming and hollering like he's a 1939 German leader, Biden calling for the extermination of anybody who doesn't agree with him, Pelosi, you know, the reminder that, you know, the same tribe who is now screaming about what was a lover's quarrel, more than likely at Pelosi's house, is the same tribe who continued to encourage protests outside of judges' homes, which led to the attempted assassination of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And now they're trying to turn this into a big deal because they want to keep your eyes off the election, particularly the Georgia election. They stole Georgia in the runoff in order to get control of the Senate. Will they steal Georgia again? Will they steal the whole thing, or will they just steal Georgia? Will they steal the whole thing, or will they just steal Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin? I think if they steal the whole thing, they're worried about literally a hot war in the United States. But maybe that's what they want. Amnesty. Amnesty, my ass. Keep your eye on the prize. The prize is November. You know, I got booted off of every single social media outlet known to man when I did a video. Let's take you back just a minute to when I disappeared. I disappeared the last week of October 2020. They took away access to Google. They took away access to all of my social media accounts, and they stripped me of 6 million followers. Google came back on 10 days later after the election, and the rest of the stuff all had to be rebuilt. Well, here we are again 2 years later, and I have been deplatformed from multiple accounts for saying that if you don't vote out every single Democrat you can vote on, and I mean from dog catcher all the way up to the House and the Senate, then you are part of the problem. Don't stay home. Don't mail it in. It's already too late if you're a mail-in. Your vote's already been stolen. Go down there and vote in person and keep an eye on them, because they will screw around. I'm getting reports already from people who are like, yeah, they were trying to ask me who I was going to vote for before they let me in and everything else. The same stuff they did in 2020. It's not going to stop the 2,000 mules. If you haven't seen that documentary yet, you are way behind. Not sponsored, by the way. But the prize is upon us. We can pay attention to Paul Pelosi and his prurient proclivities. Sorry. We can do that in a week. We can pay attention to this ridiculous call for amnesty over their COVID scam in a week. Now concentrate on the election. Get out there and vote and pay attention. I was watching when they dropped those votes in the 3 a.m., which was 7 a.m. Chinese time, I believe, or 4 a.m. Someone will correct me on my math. www.evillawyersguide.com to correct me on my math. I was watching that when it happened. So just stay up. Stay up and watch the results, because we're going to need an awful lot of witnesses this time. We're going to need an awful lot of people. You know, you can't say it's tinfoil hat conspiracy when there's 30 million people that watch the elections. We're going to need an awful lot of you. So pay attention. Stop paying too much attention to the things that don't matter, because we can always worry about those. It's just the convenience of all of it. I thought it would be a major false flag. And you know what? There's still a few days for there to be a major false flag. Instead, it was a false flag. Thank you for listening. I am the Evil Lawyer, and you are not. You can find us on the web at www.evillawyersguide.com, on TikTok at still_not_Peter_Steele, on TikTok at Evil Lawyers, on Twitter at Evil Lawyers. More coming soon, and we should have a link page going up on that website very quickly with all of our a link tree, basically, so you can find everything. Thank you for listening.